Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Balanced Blonde podcast, Soul on Fire. I am recording this super late at night because I just finished recording this episode with my fabulous husband, Jonathan Albrecht. I cannot believe I am now Jordan Albrecht. Oh my God. Hudson's climbing all over Jonathan right now is the cutest thing I've ever seen. Tonight is my last night at home before I head off into my water fast for Lyme. If you're more interested in water fasting, if you want to hear more about it, check out my recent solo episode about my last water fast. By the time this comes out, I'll either be done with the fast or I'll still be there. So TBD on that, but I'm getting ahead on the podcast for that reason. So I'm super happy to have my husband back on the show today. He's been on the podcast, I believe, I want to say 4 times previously in the last 4 years. And every time it's kind of an effort to get him on because he lives a private life and he likes to kind of stay behind the scenes and out of the limelight. So it's funny because we recorded an episode back in December about our wedding and we both just didn't absolutely love it. So we decided to re-record it. We re-recorded it and I was about to release it when I realized it was literally gone from my computer, which was a huge accident. And it was just deleted in like a whole spring of things that I deleted when my computer almost crashed. So that was a huge bummer. And we just mutually decided that instead of re-recording about our wedding for the third time, clearly there was something the universe was trying to tell us about that. For now, that we would just do an episode talking about quarantine life, relationships, work, things that we've learned about each other, and overall just an updated conversation with Jonathan. We really touched on a whole lot of things from reality television to the things that we've been doing during quarantine to TikTok. We've been on TikTok. It's been fun. We talk about Jonathan's plant-based journey as he went vegan in January, and he talks about that in this episode and gives some tips about that. We talk about his celebrity crushes and so much more. So this is really just a lighthearted conversation, but also I'm so happy to share my husband with you guys and brag about him a little bit because he is such a hard worker. He works for Orange Theory Fitness, as many of you may know, many of you may not know. And obviously right now during quarantine and with everything going on with Corona, the fitness industry has taken a huge hit. So I know even people in our own lives are asking me every day, what's going on with Orange Theory? What's going on with Jonathan's job? So we get into that in this episode. And Jonathan, he teaches me so much on the daily about business and running a business and leading a team. He's such a good leader. And He's in the other room just smiling at me right now. He really is. And so he goes into detail in this episode. He even used a few words that I had never heard of. And I was like, excuse me, I know a lot of vocabulary, but what are you talking about? So I think maybe he'll teach you guys a thing or two. And yeah, it's really just a chat. And I know a lot of you have been saying to me on Instagram and in other places that you wanted Jonathan back on just to kind of hear our relationship now that we've been married and all the good things. So I hope you enjoy. My husband is the generator to my reflector. Shout out to Human Design. He's the Leo to my Libra. He is the calm to my crazy. He's the, what else are you, Jonathan? What? He's saying, we get it. No, I'm trying to think of more things. He is the no evil vegan sausage to my kale salad and so much more. I'm a little delusional. It's really late over here, but this was a really fun episode. And before we get into it, just wanted to thank everybody for being here, for listening, and remind you that you can join our Soul on Fire podcast tribe on Facebook to keep the conversation going. And if you feel inspired to rate and review the show, I have a free gift that I send out to everyone who rates and reviews. So you can send me a screenshot of that to jordan@thebalancemon.com. And lastly, before we dive into the episode, thank you to our incredible sponsor, Go Macro. I could talk about Go Macro for days. Literally, Go Macro is my favorite vegan protein bar. We gave them out in our wedding gift bags, which I always say because just that's how much we love them. Go Macro is also the only thing that I ate on our wedding day because it doesn't bother my stomach. And for a girl with sensitive stomach issues, that is a huge deal. And then probably my favorite thing about Go Macro right now and always is that for the month of May, they are donating 10% of their proceeds from their peanut butter macro bar to Farm Sanctuary. And Farm Sanctuary is one of the nation's largest animal sanctuaries. They've rescued thousands of animals and have cared for them at their sanctuaries in New York and California. They're committed to ending cruelty to farm animals by promoting compassionate vegan living through rescue education and advocacy. So, given that my dream one day is to own an animal sanctuary, which I should probably have said in this episode because we were talking about our life in 20 years, but whatever, I can say more of that in the future. I am so happy about Go Macro's efforts to support Farm Sanctuary, support the animals and the plant-based life. You should also know you can use the code BLONDE for 30% off all Go Macro products plus free shipping. All you have to do is go to gomacro.com and use the promo code BLONDE for 30% off plus free shipping and get their peanut butter Go Macro bar to support Farm Sanctuary. It is so delicious, you guys. It's made with crunchy roasted peanuts and Go Macro's very own melt-in-your-mouth peanut butter chips. They taste delicious. They support the animals. They're amazing. They are also a mother-daughter-owned company based in a rural community. Their mission is to spread awareness for a balanced plant-based life with products that have a positive effect on the world. So why not support them? They're the best. Go to gomacro.com, use the code BLONDE for 30% off plus free shipping. And now let's dive into this episode with my husband. All right, we are here. We are starting. I'm here with my husband.
What's up?
The fabulous Jonathan Albrecht. My husband of 6 months. Can you believe that?
It's been a fast 6 months. Crazy 6 months.
It's been an interesting 6 months, that's for sure.
Great for newlyweds.
Great for newlyweds. We've been home. We've been loving life together. It's been very interesting. And that's what we're here to talk about today. So I wanted to record somewhat of a quarantine episode with Jonathan. Given that we recorded two separate episodes about our wedding, that for two separate reasons, are not making it to the air. So instead of re-recording a wedding episode for the third time, I thought it would be fun to do an episode with him to just talk about life and quarantine and relationships and the things that we've learned. So what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, it has been wild. And I think for many, quarantine brings out the true colors in a relationship. And I just am lucky that we have a great foundation built on really strong communication. And I could tell you, I just don't want you to talk to me for 12 hours because I just need to be on like the other end of the apartment and watching, you know, shoot 'em up movies, and you can take a bath and do your own thing.
And I can take a nice 6-hour bath, as I do, and watch some Keeping Up with the Kardashians and call it a day.
Well, if I have learned one thing over quarantine, it's that Keeping Up with the Kardashians is actually not that bad of a show.
Yes. Oh my God, that is literally music to my ears. So if we can start off with a fun question for you. Who is your favorite Kardashian / Jenner?
Was this written down?
It doesn't need to be written down. It's been in my mind.
That is hilarious. So for those who don't know, I grew up in Calabasas, and every time people would ask me where I was from, I would say, I'm from Calabasas, but I've been living there before the Kardashians kind of made it what it is. I had never seen the show. I actually really disliked the Kardashians because of the reputation they brought to Calabasas. So I've been anti my whole life. And during quarantine, Jordan loves this show. I ended up watching an episode because Kanye was in it. And it's fascinating. And I'm like, oh my God, no, it's taking over. And here I am now, and I'm a fan.
Yes.
A fan of the show.
The best thing ever. So who's your favorite?
It's a tie.
Okay.
Kris.
Of course.
And Khloé.
Love Khloé. Khloé's awesome.
Yeah, the both of them are funny.
They are. I feel like Khloé is the most down-to-earth sister. And Kris is just amazing. She's an amazing mom. She's an amazing manager. Jonathan gets it. He gets it. Yeah, so tips for all the girls out there, if you're trying to get your boyfriend or husband to watch the Kardashians, just start them with a couple Kanye episodes, Kanye-heavy episodes.
That or, you know, be in a quarantine with them and you've watched everything else.
Literally. So that brings me to my next reality TV related question, and then we'll move on from reality TV.
Great.
Who is your favorite Real Housewife of Beverly Hills?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So there's Lisa.
Rinna.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then Kyle.
Uh-huh. You guys, he's so good.
Denise. I don't know any. Who are the rest?
Dorit.
Who
we saw at Erewhon. Mostly you saw. And I had to whip my head around super fast. And I missed out on seeing her. But we were there at the same time. Kim isn't in it anymore. But you know Kim.
Oh, Kim. Crazy Kim.
Yeah, Kim's a little crazy. But I mean,
Kim. Kim, hands down. Kim's
not
my favorite.
Your favorite. You didn't even like when she was on.
She's the most entertaining.
I thought Dorit was your favorite.
I mean, Dorit's the prettiest.
True. And we are also forgetting about your actual favorite, Erica.
Oh, Erica's great. Erica's number one.
So awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody listening, if you guys also watch Real Housewives, you have to let us know who your favorites are. Because Jonathan has this thing where he actually sees them everywhere. And it's so funny because I'm the fan of the show. And so he just ends up watching it. And he has seen Kyle. He's seen Lisa Rinna. He's seen Kim, Denise, and Dorit.
Yeah.
So crazy.
Yeah.
So fun.
And Aaron.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, yeah. You saw him.
Denise was with Aaron. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Aaron's been interesting on this season so far.
So it's a joke because I just started watching it. But for some reason, I'll be at the airport and I'll see them, or I'll see them at Alfred or whatever. And I'll take a photo and I'll send it to Jordan or mom. And they're like, I don't understand how you see them. Like,
we get so jealous.
Yeah, it's weird.
Jonathan's like a magnet. You're just very observant also, which is a very good quality.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yes. So all the other couples out there in quarantine, if you're watching reality TV and you've converted your husband over to all the good shows, that's us too. We're loving
it. Well, have I converted you over to any shows?
You've converted me over to comedy.
That's true. And stand-up comedy.
I was never a stand-up person. I hated watching comedy. I thought it was boring. I thought it was usually...
But you probably never watched it before.
I had watched it because I had dated other people who were into it as well. And I always thought it was just like offensive and crude. Not really offensive to me, but just like this stuff is not funny to me. And then we started watching Chris D'Elia.
Chris D'Elia, Bill Burr.
Bill Burr is funny. Who's that guy?
Tom Segura.
Who's the guy who's a dad?
Bob Biglia?
Yeah, Mike Birbiglia.
Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah, so I'm the name person. Yeah. Jonathan always like confidently thinks he knows somebody's name, but not quite.
I said Bob Birbiglia, and I knew that his last name had like...
all of those letters.
It was just a...
Yeah, he's funny. If anybody's looking for...
SpaghettiOs of letters in his last name.
Yeah, some good comedians. Mike Birbiglia tells funny jokes about being a dad, being a husband.
I saved your best friend's life.
Oh my God. I saved your best friend's life. Our favorite line. You guys will get it if you watch his Netflix special. But Chris D'Elia, nobody tops him. He is so funny.
He is hilarious. Yeah.
If Chris is out there, if anyone knows him, we need to get him on this podcast.
Good luck.
You can co-host.
Good luck.
Because I wouldn't know what to say to such an amazing, hilarious comedian.
I mean, you wouldn't have to say anything. Just show him your resume and he would just pick you apart.
What do you mean?
He would just find ways to make fun of you. And you would be like a puddle of soup.
A puddle of soup.
By the end of that.
I think I could handle it. He is so funny. If anybody could roast me.
You like physical comedy.
Yes.
Jordan's a fan of like moving your hands and, you know, the facial expressions, the different voices,
physical, tangible,
theatrical.
Well, that makes sense.
And Chris kills that.
Given that I've been a theater person.
Yeah.
Oh, that brings me to another good question for you. Switching subjects a little bit. So, for all the couples who are out there in quarantine, if their wife or girlfriend gets into a bad mood or just isn't feeling very well, what would be a tip that you have to make her feel better?
Wow, that's like a 180 from where we just were.
Well,
we're on like the bus stop and it's like, this stop, Chris D'Elia. And then like, next stop, like what?
Well, you'll see why. And it's because one of the answers that I think you're going to say is related to theatrics.
Oh, you teed me up.
I did.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
I helped you out. But yeah. You do this for me.
I do.
When I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah, so there are certain things that no matter what, make Jordan happy. And conversely, like if I'm ever in a bad mood, just put on a Jason Bourne movie and like I'll instantly probably be in a good mood. For Jordan, it is Wicked, the soundtrack.
Yes.
And I've never seen a Broadway show until Jordan and I went to New York for the first time. I've never been to a show. I'm not a show guy. I don't like theater. Like none of that. I grew up with one brother. So we never, like neither one of us ever like did anything theatrical. You know, we watched every gun movie from 1960 to today and just, you know, the complete opposite. So when Jordan is in a bad mood, I'll just like put on the Wicked soundtrack and she just immediately gets happy. It's incredible.
I immediately light up. Yeah. And that goes for several Broadway shows. Just so we're clear, Wicked, Aida, which okay. I don't even think you know, but Aida is...
But Madonna was in it.
No, Madonna was not in Aida that I know of. Wait.
Wasn't it a movie?
Aida? Oh, you're thinking of Evita.
Oh, Evita.
Which I also was super into.
Was that Madonna, though?
I don't
know.
Am
I wrong?
Should we just Google it really quick? Let's Google it.
I just want people to laugh at me.
You guys, on the please internet. Just laugh at Jonathan. He's so funny. I'm typing Evita Madonna into Google. Yeah, she was in it.
Oh, cool.
1996.
Boom.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yeah.
The truth is,
no.
I've never lost you.
Left you.
Oh, well, I was six when
Even
this came
I
out.
Know that.
Wait, seriously? Now I feel like I have to look up the lyrics.
I'm one for one. I'm going two for two. Okay. I feel confident.
So
while you're teeing up that L for you, I'm going to answer your question again. What
okay.
other things do I do to bring you out of a bad mood? Let's see. Well, I'll rub your shoulders. That never seems
with
to fail.
With our new Hypervolt.
Yes.
That thing is awesome.
Yeah, the Hypervolt's incredible.
It feels like an actual massage, which is so, 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 so nice.
Are you looking up the lyrics?
I am. Did you say that it was left you?
Yes.
You're right. The truth is I never left you. Okay, so he's right. Wicked, number one. Aida, number two. And I feel like I'm also forgetting one, but that's
Rent.
Okay. Oh my God, yes.
Oh,
how?
God, wait, I'm on one tonight.
I know, it's 9:36.
It's very rare that PM. I am shooting better than Jordan from the field.
It's true. I mean, that's kind of like, how did I forget?